No, what we're going to try and do as we gather together, we're just going to spend probably just like about 10 minutes or so. I mean, feel free to come in or to leave whenever you need to. That's not a problem. We're just going to do our best to spend a wee bit of time. We would have been right now in church. We would have been there having our Holy Communion service for St. Patrick's Day. And what we're doing instead is we're going online and we're going to tune in this different format. And my plan is to have a couple of prayers, a couple of readings. I'll share a few little thoughts. I'm not going to sing for you today, I don't think, but maybe in the future, if I get enough likes, I will sing for you next time we do this broadcast. What about that? Give me your feedback, whether that's something you're looking for or not. So we're going to get started with a prayer. Okay, so let's focus for a minute. Let's just get a little bit more serious for a moment as we come before God. So the Lord be with you. Almighty God, in your providence you chose your servant Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people, to bring those who are wandering in darkness and error to the true light and knowledge of your word. Grant that walking in that light, we may come at last to the light of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, good feedback coming in on the singing. Let's read together. I'm going to read from Psalm 145. It's a reading set for this day. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on all your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. All your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That's our first reading, coming from Psalm 145. And now, for all of you who have joined us, I'm going to read a second reading. This one's from the New Testament, and it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So keep the likes coming in as we read together from God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. We've renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception. We do not distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of God, who's the glory of Christ, who's the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Now, listen to this bit. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So those readings are very relevant, as it happens, to the situation. They're the readings that are set for St. Patrick's Day, and they would have been readings that we would have read in church had we been able to meet there. I'll come back to them in a second, but I want to say something about Patrick, as I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Many organizations and businesses will display the date that they were established. If you think of Donegal Town, you think of one famous example is McGee's of Donegal, and it's famous in its branding now that it's 1866. It's been going for that long, over 150 years. Our own church in town, you could say, was established in 1722. That's when Donegal Parish began as a separate parish on its own. Well, what about the church as a whole in Ireland? What's its date of establishment? Well, the magic number is 432, 432 AD. That's when a man called Patrick came on his boat and landed at the Slaney River in County Down and brought his little group up and came so that they could begin to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people in Ireland. 432 AD. So we've been around a long time. We've been going strong since then. The Christian church, in all its different forms, are on track since as long as that. Of course, it wasn't the first time that Patrick had been in Ireland. He'd been before as a young man in less happy circumstances when he had been kidnapped from his native home in Britain and brought as a slave in order to serve and keep sheep and so on the slopes of Slemish in County Antrim. Patrick had had that awful experience that still happens to some people today of being kidnapped, taken far away from his home and being used in slavery. And Patrick responded to that in prayer. He had been brought up in a semi-Christian kind of home, but it was only in that time of trouble and difficulty that he really learned to depend on God in prayer. And he said that he would, as many as 50 or 100 times a day, he would pray to Jesus asking for help. There's a real lesson for us in the days that we're in today. We can turn our anxieties into prayers and lift up prayers to God, asking for his blessing and his strength. Let's not forget to do that. Patrick said about that time that he had been like a stone lying deep in the mud. And then God came and in his mercy lifted him up and raised him and placed him on top of the wall. The picture that he's using there is, if you think about in the west of Ireland, the dry stone walls and how those rocks are gathered out of the field and then built on top to form a wall. And Patrick said that he was like that. He was like someone who had been buried deep in the mud, and then God took hold of him, lifted him, and gave him this position. And so he says, we ought always to give thanks to God for his great love and kindness. The reading that we had from the Bible also talked about the wonderful goodness of God, how in times of difficulty, St. Paul says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. My real prayer is that will be our experience in these days as we struggle with the difficulties that the coronavirus is placing upon us and the restrictions that are there and the fact that we are not able to meet as we normally would, and we're not able to get out, and there's a fair bit of fear and concern going around. And yet here is this wonderful promise that there is a way that we can be not crushed, not in despair, not destroyed, because if we hold firmly to Jesus Christ in faith, then we have something solid to base our confidence on. Paul says there in that reading that there are two kinds of life. There's natural life and there's spiritual life. the natural life that we have, it's going to come to an end. It's going to come to an end, hopefully not through this virus, hopefully not for a long time. But life is fragile and difficult. And yet there's another kind of life, spiritual life, that comes when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, and it can't be taken away. So in the midst of all this difficulty and crisis, don't be afraid. Be careful. Follow all the right advice. Wash your hands. Stay away from other people as much as possible. But also, as well as being careful, be kind. Here's a great opportunity that we have to help other people and to reach out. Get on the phone and call that lonely person, the person who isn't on Facebook, the person who isn't able to get out and about. Give them a call and give them reassurance and encouragement and pray for them. Well, let's turn to prayer now, and feel free to say your own amen where you're sitting or standing as you answer to these prayers. So first of all, a prayer for Ireland. Almighty and merciful God, who in days of old gave to this land the benediction of your holy church, withdraw not, we pray, your favour from us, but so correct what is amiss and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can always hit like if you want to say amen in that way. And let's pray some more for all who are in the midst of this difficulty now. Heavenly Father, we want to pray especially for those who work in the field of medicine at this time of the virus emergency. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless them, guide them, give them energy and strength and patience. We pray for our government and all in authority, that you would give them wisdom as they make difficult decisions for the good of all people. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are vulnerable, elderly, lonely, and all who may be fearful as a result of the present difficulty. Come, Lord, and bring them your protection and bring them your peace. We thank you for that precious gift of peace in our hearts, which comes as we surrender ourselves to you. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for an end to the outbreak. We pray that you would protect and defend us from all harm, and draw us ever closer to yourself through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to join in the Lord's Prayer, so you can say this wherever you are. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Well, I think that's the official close of our little mini service. Thank you very much for joining. I hope to continue with this. I hope to do the same on Sunday. I think I might try and do 11 o'clock on Sunday as well. And so you can try and tune in at that time. And please spread the word and share the message that we want to get people online. And if you have elderly relatives and friends that aren't confident with the technology, maybe you can think of a way that you could get them tuned in as well. Okay, and we'll try and gather together. So 11 o'clock on Sunday, we'll try and do the same. Any feedback would be very welcome. Anything that we could improve, anything you want me to include, anything that you want me to Levite, you know, I've been working very hard on this. I hope you see I've been in the hair and makeup all morning to, you know, make sure that, you know, we really put a good show on. And in all seriousness, I hope it's a help. And I hope that you'll find that the whole thing has been an encouragement. So let's not stop meeting together. Let's spread the word. And on Sunday at 11. And also, you can tell people that they can listen again. So if they go to the Facebook page, this will be recorded and it'll be uploaded there, so it can be watched, you know, as a sort of a replay, a repeat. Okay, God bless you. The Lord be with you. Take care, be careful, and be kind, and have faith in Jesus and pray to him. Bye for now.